The next chapter, next siman, discusses the dini matzos hamitzvah. We spent a significant amount of time discussing the bedikas chametz, bittel chametz, a little bit about the destruction, the bir chametz, and the mechiras chametz most recently. Now we're going to actually, because Pesach's coming, talked enough about the chametz, maybe we want to get that out of our minds a little bit, start talking about matzah. So when it comes to the baking of the matzah, we're very particular who is involved in this process. It says, "Velo ofen osa al yedei ein Yehudi," that the matzah should not be baked by someone who is not Jewish. "Velo al yedei cheresh shot v'katan," also not someone who is a cheresh, deaf. Cheresh usually means deaf and mute. Shot is someone who is a simpleton, or maybe a little more than that, someone who's a little lit up.
That's
a
simpleton.
That's a tav.
Okay,
that's the scientific translation of shota. And a katan and a child. Chayre shota v'katan, they're usually labeled and linked together. We'll see this, the reason why we don't allow a katan or a chayre shota to bake our matzah. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows. Hatam, the reason is because we read not too long ago in Parshas Bo, because it was part of Shabbos Chodesh, Ushmartem es hamatzos. The person is supposed to guard their matzah. Doesn't mean with a gun, but it means so it doesn't become chametz. Umashma mized the shmir shata mishamer shlo sachmitz. We want to make sure that it remains matzah, doesn't stay there too long in the oven. Hischavin l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. In addition, person is supposed to have a level of kavana that this matzah is being made for the sake of the mitzvah. V'nachri v'cheres shot v'katan, all these people, lav b'nei shimur ninhu. They're not someone who has the ability or trustworthy to watch something. In fact, it's brought down elsewhere, it's brought down the Gemara Chagiga. How do you define what is a shota? Someone who is incompetent. Someone who, if you would give them something to watch, they would lose it. Whatever that you give them, Gemara gives other examples, they sleep in cemeteries, other things. But the Gemara Lamaskana said, you give them something, they lose it. Which means, they're not someone that is able to do any form of shmira. And therefore, the pasuk which requires u'shamartem es hamatzos, it's not something which we're going to want them to do. V'skimu harmi poskim. Many of the poskim, such as the Tur, Beis Yosef, the Ritva, the Abud Raham, the Manhig, they all hold. The Afil Yisrael omid al gabon. Not only if they would bake the matzah themselves, is that something which we would allow, but even if a Jewish person is the mashkiach watching them do it, that's also insufficient. Masirin shiachavnu l'shem mitzvos matzah, gam kin l'mahani. Even if the Jewish person is telling them and he's watching it, that it's done exactly in accordance to halacha, it's not good. Then yotzei chavasu afil b'di'evet. It's nothing. It's not considered matzah. You can't use it, according to all those poskim. V'yeshmin poskim. Some are more lenient and say that just as long as that's an omid al gabon, if a Jewish person's watching them, then it's okay. And the Shaar Tzion explains the reason for this is because the whole concept is ushmartem, that it should be watched. So what's the difference if I, who am capable of baking the matzah myself, protecting and guarding it, or that I'm watching it, watching someone who they themselves are not trustworthy, but I am, so that should be sufficient according to other poskim, including Rav Haigdom. Mishnah Berurah tells us, Mikol Makom, Mutav Lasos Al Yedei Chereshot V'Katan Mi Al Yedei Akum. In the event that you would have to pick the lesser of two evils, which sometimes we do during elections, what are you supposed to choose? You're supposed to choose a Chereshot V'Katan over an Akum, over someone who is not Jewish. At least someone who is Jewish, who is doing it, maybe there's some level of Shemira, and therefore they themselves should make the matzah, of course, with you watching it, according to those opinions that are lenient. Mechaber then continues and says, according to HaRosh, Haya Mishtadel B'Matzos Mitzvah. The Rosh was very careful when it came to what's called Matzos Mitzvah. Matzos Mitzvah is specifically at the Seder, where there's an obligation to eat matzah. Of course, the Pasuk says that it's Shiva Shamim Tochel Matzah. So we eat matzah for 7 days. But it's just like when it comes to sitting in a sukkah. When it comes to sitting in a sukkah, the very first night, there's an obligation to sit in the sukkah, just like the first night, there's an obligation of eating matzah. We compare the two holidays as they're exactly 6 months away from each other, and they also happen to fall out also on Chamish Asar, on the 15th month, which is a Gezer Shavu. Right. So because of this, when it comes to the matzah, at the Seder, we call matzah mitzvah. So the Rush, among others, was very careful when it came to this matzah. The Omid al-Siyasa, umizareis ha-oskim bohem, umisaya bi-achriyas. That he was careful to stand in the bakery, by the oven, watching the people making it. He would even help them. This great, great individual, this great scholar, he would close up his books. And when it came to the baking of this matzah, the matzos mitzvah, he himself was involved in this process. V'chein roi l'chol adam lasos, says the Mechaber, that's something which everyone should do, not just the great scholars. V'tapel hu ba'atzmo ha-mitzvah, that you yourself should be involved in the mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, because of the concept of mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho, even though there is a concept of shliach shel adam kamoso, that I can appoint an agent to do something on my behalf, and just as long as they have the obligation to do it, I can fulfill my obligation through them. And one of the places that we saw this recently was in the second chapter, which we're up to in the morning in Kedushin, that a person can be Mekadosh and Isha himself, which is a preferred method, so you know who you're marrying, but you can also use a shliach. You can use an agent. And the Gemara in the beginning of the second chapter in Kedushin on Mem Alpha Mem Aleph says that even though you could use an agent, mitzvah bo yosim mishlucho, better you should do it yourself. In fact, there's other examples such as preparing food for Shabbos. Instead of going to your local bakery or going and buying some stuff in the supermarket for you, which is also part of your preparing for the Shabbos, that the great Amoraim, the great sages, they themselves were preparing the fish, cooking it, salting it, because of this concept of mitzvah bo yos mishlucho. Therefore, because of this, explains the Mishnah Berurah, so too when it comes to making your matzah, you'll be able to appreciate the holiday more than you just simply purchasing it after it's already made. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, according to the Maril Pasak he holds, we zahir kein l'chadchil b'chol matzos. Not only when it comes to the matzos mitzvah, but when it comes to all matzah that you eat, you should be careful that you yourself should oversee and do it yourself. V'chein kasev ha-prichadash, v'gam b'yafir shar ha-matzos, ha-nasos chol yimei Pesach, ha-yinoheg lamod al-gabehem, ki rabba ha-machshelo. Because there's so many potential mistakes that can occur because of this, people can make a mistake and turn easily into chametz, says these mafarshim, these commentators, including the Prichadash, that it's better that you yourself, for the entire, all the matzah you're going to eat, you should have seen it yourself to make sure that it was 100% legit. Then the Mishnah Berurah says something which may be taboo to say in 2007, but I'll say it anyway. The Chen Kasa B'chok Yaakov, so says the Chok Yaakov, the name of the Shvoi Leket, She'en Lahamin, Lenashim b'inyan lishvafiyah, says not to trust certain people in those days women. Nowadays women probably know more than us, but nonetheless, those people who were not as knowledgeable in all the intricate details and halachos of the baking, of the kneading, not to trust them to make the matzah. Ki kama devarim yalu alev shehei mutaros. It's very possible that they may think it's permissible. They baked it. It's not such a big problem. Not a problem. If you're not knowledgeable in the laws, then you'll end up causing yourself and other people to stumble in this mitzvah. Oshem ashochos v'yosos davar shel kohogen. Maybe you'll do something which is improper. Then yodas sechar mitzvah hefsed avera. You might not realize how significant it would be to eat chametz on Pesach. L'chein. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, rov hatalmid chachamim. The majority of the scholars, v'harabanim, Omdim al rikidasa vi al lishasa vi al afiyasa, that they're actually going to be standing there during the process of the sifting, the kneading, and the baking, that they themselves are going to make sure that everything is done legit. In conclusion, I'll share a well-known story in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was known to always be very careful, just like we saw, to make sure that the matzah was done with his specifications, that he was always there, that he was present. Unfortunately, because one year Rabbi Salanter was unable to bake the matzah, who was he going to turn to take care of this very important mitzvah? But his Talmidim. So he asked his students, could you do me a favor? This Pesach, please bake the matzah on my behalf. Please go there, make sure that it's done. So the Talmidim realized the significance of who they're unbelievable. Their great Rav Salanter is asking them to bake the matzah. They are familiar with the halachos, but they ask them, say, what should we be most cautious about? What should we really, really careful about? So they were thinking, maybe it's this halacha, that halacha. So he said, I'll tell you, that while the matzahs are being baked, you're going to see, in addition to you being there, you're not alone, there's going to be other people there. And some of them are almanos. You'll see some widows that are going to be there. And it's very easy that some of the people are going to start yelling at them. Do not allow those people to yell at the almanos, because you have to stick up for them and make sure that their dignity is restored, to not put them down. That was the greatest chumrah that Rav Salanter could possibly think of when it came to the making of the matzahs. Which obviously what he was doing was putting things in perspective. Of course, when it comes to the eating of matzah, the baking of matzah, we have to be extremely meticulous in how it's done. And because, after all, it's a very important mitzvah, bein adam l'makom. But at the same time, we should never forgo the other side, which are the mitzvahs, bein adam l'chaver, to be sensitive, certainly to an almana, to a widow, and other people such as they. Rabbi Chanan Mechash, 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 Rabbi Chanan M